This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What movie did you guys watch last night?
Great question.
The Fast and the Furious.
The original?
Mm-hmm. The original.
Nice.
Yeah, I made the call, and we're gonna do it all.
All of them?
Front to back. All of them.
There's so many of them.
Yeah. Elizabeth asked me that today. She's like, "How many are there?" I was like, "Well, there's 9 in the normal franchise, and then we got Hobbs and Shaw, too."
Yeah.
And there's CSI Miami, which is technically part of it.
I know. I started a Google sheet.
A Google sheet, Aaron?
Yeah, well, I was like, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to be formal about our ratings, and I want to keep track of this because I don't know. If doing this for nothing felt sad.
You guys can't just watch the movie.
For science.
Enjoy it.
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience. Today, we open up as the newly transferred Chip and Seb arrive at the second Chucky Busters that Mr. Tummy manages in order to start their first day of work at a new location. So we'll pick up as Mr. Tummy helps them with their bags as they make their way into the establishment. Quiet on set. Sound speeding. And we're rolling.
Dice.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
All right, here you are, Chip, your canvas sack.
Oh, thank you. And this is a joke, and we're heading right back, is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a lesson learned.
Oh, it's a lesson.
It's a lesson.
Okay, well, short episode then. Okay, on our way back.
Dang.
We learned our lesson.
I just spent the last 20 minutes spelling out exactly your new responsibilities in the new situation. It's not a joke. This is happening.
I'm so sorry. I was not listening.
Seb, I'm confused.
We are going... Can you help me, Mr. Tummy? Or I'll just keep drawing this out. I think we are going to...
Okay.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Thank God.
Okay, listen, I don't know how I can make this any more clear. The last situation was not working, okay? You, Seb, were at the little one, Beast's throat, day in and day out for the past 2 weeks, and it wasn't working.
Well, you're just kind of at my throat, sorry.
Chip, you and Chalice were just flirting all day, and obviously, that's not allowed.
I don't get why everybody keeps saying that. I'm actually in a relationship, and she's real.
Right. Well, despite the will-they-won't-they nature of your relationship, it was getting in the way of work getting done. So, a transfer was in order. Now, this is something that's very common today in the socioeconomic climate, where two people need to get moved to a new franchise. So here we are, at Chucky Busters number 2. It's just a regular Chucky Busters. It doesn't have a number 2 next to it, but that's how I refer to it. So it makes sense.
It looks the exact same.
Yeah.
Well, maybe on the outside. Now come on in. And he takes your bags and he pulls you through the front door where you see several families and a couple dozen kids running around, playing games, eating cheese dough, and trading tickets for prizes. And when you're looking at this, it looks almost exactly like if they used footage all over again from yesterday. Where it's like, are those the same kids running the exact same way in the same direction? Almost like Twilight Zone-y. Looks very, very similar to just what a regular day is at Chuck E. Buster's. So here we are. Attention, everyone. We'll keep playing if you don't work here. Otherwise, employee meeting. And with that, a few people start to circle up. Amongst them are two twins. And Elizabeth and Aaron, if you want to introduce your characters and who they are and what they look like, that would be awesome.
So this is Donald Boo and Donald D. Same first name, different last name. You know, twins.
Uh-huh.
Their mommy was obsessed with them, so they are used to getting what they want.
So Donald Dew and Donald D are twin Goliath barbarians. One loves pleasure and the other loves business.
Oh, God. Do we know which one's which?
Oh, yeah. We'll tell you right now.
Yeah,
oh,
you'll know. God. Donald Dew wears an upside-down visor and has $1,000 frosted tips.
So he's the business guy.
He wears Fraser flag swim trunks every day, but never goes swimming because he afraid of big water. He wears a tank that says, "You mad, bro?" That's covered in beer stains and blood from getting punched in the nose often. He is always looking to make a good time legendary. It's said he danced with their dead grandma at her funeral.
Wait, what?
Donald D loves business so much he tried to marry it. He's got a gray fleece zip-up vest over a light blue button-down shirt, the sign of an elite business boy. Mm-hmm. The color red makes him mad like a bull. He always carries around the biggest stein of black coffee, and he always stands too close. Don't ask him to do push-ups because he's too busy turning money into more money.
We're horny.
We're loud.
Together.
We're Donald D and Donald
Dew. We're the Donald twins.
I like to think that their entire lives, they've never gotten that right.
Not once. It has never happened. Correctly.
Never.
Yes. So that is Donald Dew and that is Donald D. These are your co-workers. You can introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Chip Ahoy.
And I'm Kurt. Actually, I don't know why I said that. My name is Seb.
But he is Kurt.
I'm pretty Kurt.
It doesn't really matter what your names are, because we're sort of the two big men on campus. Isn't that right, Donald?
Totally, Donald. We are the hugest men on campus. Don't come for our turf.
Oh, really? I walk up to them, and do I look up at them?
Yeah.
Or do I look down at them?
You look up at us.
Oh, no. I walk up, and I put my nose into their chest, and I say, "Oh, really?" And I don't look up. Oh, really? You guys are the big guys, because there's another big guy around town now.
You like what you smell?
Yeah, what is that?
Tell him, Donald.
It's my armpits. It's both of our armpits.
Oh.
We give off a nice mustard smell. Mustard smell.
Yep, that's what I was smelling.
Musky or mustard?
Musty mustard smell.
It's divine.
Fantastic. Things are off to a hot start. There is one other employee here to introduce. Oh, where is she? And then you see someone in a Chuck E. Buster's suit, you know, the costume. Sorry, I'm late. Sorry. And Chip and Seb, why don't you roll for perception?
Tenner.
Five.
Okay. So as this person, this human woman, takes off the Chuck E. Buster's head and slow-mo hair shakes, she pushes her glasses up the brim of her nose. And Seb, you stand there blank-faced. Maybe your glasses aren't working that well because you don't recognize this person. Chip, you recognize this person, but you don't quite know how. You're like, "How do I know you?" So nothing's quite registering just yet.
Okay, so I'm going to take my glasses off and I'm gonna do that thing with like the bottom of my t-shirt and I'm going mm-hmm. to clean them. And can I roll again?
Sure.
That's amazing.
I'll allow it. And it was a 19. So I think I'm going to get it this time.
Wow.
Seb, you are now convinced that the person you just saw is so beautiful that it steamed up your glasses. And now that you've unsteamed them, you can see that this is none other than your old friend, Gidget Bones. Gidget Bones was the maid of honor at Euron JR's wedding. She's JR's best friend.
Gidget!
Oh, that's... Yes, I also recognized you. Hello.
Whoa. Seb?
Hey, can I...
Chip?
Yeah.
Can I hug you? Or what are we supposed to do?
If you can get your arms around this thing,
well,
yeah.
Just barely. Wow, what... You look great.
I mean, I'm wearing a giant rat suit.
I know, but...
You look as good as you can.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You two know our Gidget? That's Gidget. She works here. How do you know her?
Yeah, hands off. We saw her first.
Well, actually, I don't think that you did see her first. And also, just weird, we go way back. We all went to high school together.
Yeah. That's right.
We all went to this school for the proficient. It was way high up on this mountain. You know, known colloquially as high school.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make Donald and Donald feel bad about themselves? Shut up about... being able to climb up a hill.
Yeah, Donald and Donald don't like talk like that.
Hey, guys, I told you this before. It'd probably be a lot easier if you use the D and do part to talk about yourselves, just for, like, new people.
Or just the first person would be nice, too.
Yeah, like...
You could say I.
Or me. Yeah, me works.
Things like that.
All right, Donald will try to take the note.
And Donald will work on whatever he has to work on.
Gidget, how have you been?
Yeah, guys, this is so... Oh, my God, it's amazing to see you two.
It's been literally years. It's just really good to see you. I mean, it's...
Yeah, there's so much to catch up.
Of course.
I have so many questions for you guys.
Yes, there's plenty that I'm sure we all want to catch up about. However, time is of the essence. You're all on the clock. And we do have a first flogging coming in.
What?
Ooh.
It's a, you know, religious rite for the god Baal, and there's a group of youngsters performing a first flogging, so.
Oh!
Oh, is Pastor Zach here? I hope not.
Oh, you guys know Pastor Zach McKenzie? We love that guy, right, Donald?
Totally, Donald.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, nerd, Cookie, can we talk to you over here, a little sidebar?
Oh, us?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually Chip, and this is my friend Nerd.
Hey, just so you know, we saw Gidget...
Tell him, Donald.
Yeah, thank you, Donald.
You're welcome, Donald.
We saw Gidget...
Are you about to say that you saw Gidget first?
Yeah, we saw her first.
Because we just explained that we knew her years ago.
No, you listen to us now, right, Donald?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in love with one of us. We just know it. So back off. Dibs. Bro code. If anyone's going to have her, it's going to be one of us.
We've been putting in so much time talking to her.
She's like, blah, blah, blah. And we keep being like, that's so interesting.
Yeah, Donald. And Donald run the numbers and he got 90%. So.
Talking about yourself? Or...
Impossible to follow.
She's going to pick one of us any day now. So, bro code.
Bro code. And then the Donalds start doing an intricate bro handshake.
Okay, well, like, we're just friends with her. So, like, this is weird and...
Seth, I'm going to be honest. I thought you two always had some chemistry between the two of you. Like, no slight at JR, but I don't know. I always felt like there was kind of something between you.
What are you talking... You guys were dating.
Oh, that's... I mean, are you talking about, like, high school flings? That's barely even a thing.
Okay, well, I married mine.
Yeah, and look how that worked out.
Ow.
Donald, I would never talk to you like that.
I don't know. I feel like you and Gidget were funny together, and you guys always made each other laugh. I don't know. I always kind of saw something there. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think we had a natural chemistry because we were just like...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We had like a good understanding. We had like interests. We were in a bunch of classes, and like, you know, our parents like knew each other. Like, we grew up together as friends. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, we were just friends. She was the maid of honor, and like... I don't need to get defensive, okay? Because it's not real, okay?
Donald think the lady doth protest too much? High five me.
High five, Donald.
Hey, guys. Hey, Gidget here. Is anyone else going to help me? Like, there's a whole party here.
Oh,
like,
sorry.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Do you know what my job is?
Yeah, and me too, also.
I explained it to both of you for 20 minutes on the way here.
And I made it very clear I was not listening when we got here.
Yeah, he did say that specifically.
Miss Gidget?
Oh, what's up? Yeah.
Me and Donald each have a different question to ask you, and I'd like to go first.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I would like to propose to you and ask you out to dinner after the party tonight.
And I would like to take you after the party.
You gotta face her when you're talking to her, Donald. Oh, you're staring at the wall.
hey, Gidget, I would like to take you after
That's
Donald.
That's just the hung-up rat suit. She's standing to your left.
Left is... And he puts up both of his fingers like an L, and he's like, left is your left.
That was right, so...
What do you say, Gidget? Who of us do you choose?
Oh, wow. This is a really tough choice.
I know.
Because there's no right answer.
Gidget, weren't you saying how you and Seb actually were going on a date later?
What?
Oh, didn't I hear?
Wait, yeah.
I thought I heard something about that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Chip. Thank you for reminding me, Chip. Yes, I'm so sorry, but Seb already asked me out on a date, so I can't go on a date tonight.
Yeah, it's mostly like a catch-up thing. Like, it doesn't...
Seb, I elbow him hard in the face.
Oh my God.
Okay, you guys have been hitting each other a lot this episode. Roll for damage.
A 9. I miss.
Okay, cool.
Even with your attack modifier?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I rolled a 2.
Damn.
Nicely done. So it doesn't really hurt, but it does jostle Seb a bit.
All right. Yes, we have a date, and it's highly romantic later.
You're giving up all of this to go on a date with Nerd?
Seb.
And Donald lifts up Donald's shirt to reveal a 6-pack abs. All of this?
I'm so sorry, guys. I just, I already made plans. And also, I'm not really interested in either of you two like that.
Oh.
Wow.
And she dated me. You guys must feel like absolute
Chip, to be fair, we didn't really date.
He used to, like, wear his suit of armor on game days and stuff like that.
Yeah, on tourney days, I'd wear his giant suit of armor around, and it honestly was kind of more of a nuisance than anything else, but I do look back on that fondly, Chip. Honestly, it was a good time.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Actually, Donald and I can't go on a date with you tonight, Gidget, because we're going on a double date with two awesome ladies who aren't brooms.
And they're huge. They're huge brooms.
Well, they're huge. No, they're huge women, not brooms.
Yes.
Hey, they're going to do this for a while. We should just start walking over here.
Yeah, no, one step ahead of you.
Okay, so now we're going to cut to just after that first flogging party ends. It turns out the cake is shaped like a man and it's strawberry on the inside. So all the kids flog it with their hands and eat the cake. That way. Very fun. The kids love it. And,
is that written in the script?
No.
Wait, can we add to the script that the cake screams when they cut into it?
And so that party has now kind of dissipated. You are all cleaning up at the end of the shift and getting ready to head out on the date. And we'll pick up there.
Unrelated to what you are doing, Cookie, but be careful with that broom because that broom may or may not have a date later.
Oh. You're talking to me again. Okay. I guess I won't even use it. Here, you can use it if you want to.
Thanks.
Same with you, nerd. Give me your broom.
I'm holding nothing right now.
Give it to me.
It's in your hand. Look at your right hand.
Donald, look down.
And he looks up.
Perfect.
So, Seb, what are you two doing tonight? What are the big plans?
I think we're going to maybe like get a bite to eat. We're going to that...
Come on, man.
Stinky. Someone farted.
It's the nerd.
That was my mouth. It was my mouth.
Hey, Seb, I'm pretty much all cleaned up. So did you know where we're going to go tonight?
Yeah, we're going to go to some restaurant. I kind of last minute, I was trying to make a reservation, but it was Banco Giovanni's. Have you ever heard of it?
Banco Giovanni's? Is that tapas place?
Yeah. It's kind of fun. It makes you feel like a giant because all the food's so small. And like, I don't know, like you have to like find a golden goose while you're there. It's fun.
Cool.
Oh, crazy ironic. We are taking the brooms to Banco Giovanni's.
Did I say Banco Giovanni's? I meant Taco Giobetti's.
Wherever you go, we will be there.
Oh, God. All right. Well.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have asked you in front of them. I apologize.
It's fine.
I am excited to catch up, though.
Yeah.
All right. Let me finish getting ready.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Donalds.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm not doing anything tonight. You guys want to hang out? Can I come with you?
If you can find a third broom, I mean woman, then sure. Otherwise, you'll be fifth wheeling.
Okay.
Good luck, though.
Chip looks around for a cleaning product.
Okay. Yeah, do a perception check.
A broom, a mop.
Plunger.
A 15.
Okay. So both brooms are taken.
Damn it.
However, you do see a mop in the corner.
Oh, what lovely hair you have.
And you did roll a 15 perception, I do want to point out. This mop is attractive.
Okay.
Hey, Chip, this is going to sound weird, but...
Is it going to sound weird? Because I just asked out a hot mop.
Wow, yeah, it's quite shapely. Anyways...
What's up?
I was wondering... this is so weird. Sometimes I don't smell good. Do you have like a scent or a cologne or a deodorant? I mean, I rub my pits with basil every morning. So like I need some help, man.
Yeah, this is what I have for you. And I put my hand to my mouth and I blow him a little kiss. And I say, now you will smell good. And I like look to the side like, uh-oh, hopefully he doesn't realize I just lied.
And I catch it with my hand and I put it in my pocket and I go, thanks, man.
Oh,
wait, why am I, I'm nervous about a, like, I'm married. Like, we're just catching up. Like, this isn't like a real date.
Dude, you're married, eye roll. Come on, man, it's time.
Okay, well, I'm married and I don't need you to like tell me that I'm not because like that's still where my heart resides and everything. And
you know what? That's fine. And you're right. And you're still wearing your ring and whatnot. All I will say is, just keep an open mind.
Okay.
All right? That's all I'm going to say. Keep an open mind tonight.
Right.
Have fun out there, kid.
Yeah, I'll just have fun. Like, we're just having fun. Like, there's not two people having fun.
Yeah.
Like, going to Bunko Giovanni's. Like, that's fun.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, hi, Seth. Hi. I'm ready to go if you are.
Hey, I'm ready too. Chip gave me a kiss. I don't know why I'm telling you that, but.
The Donalds come out of a closet, but with both of their brooms. Whoa, looks like we're both ready to go on our dates.
Chip quickly fashions his scarf into a tie and grabs his mop and says, I'm right with you, boys.
Okay, well, we're not going together.
Okay, we'll walk a couple feet behind you.
Yeah.
So now we're going to cut to Bunko Giovanni's, where Seb and Gidget Bones are seated at a table, a candlelit table. And not too far from that table sits another... three individuals and
six.
Six.
It was. So when they walked in, it was a big fuss because they only wanted to give them a table for three. And it was like a 45-minute battle to give them a table for six.
They called over the manager.
Okay, for the last time, if it's a party of six, then we're not going to seat you until all six members are here.
We're here.
We're all here.
We're all here.
Sir. Stop yelling. There are three of you and three cleaning devices.
No, they're ladies who are huge.
Don't be sexist, man.
Okay, we're going to get you a very small table for six.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And bibs.
Yeah, our ladies eat real messy.
So as all that time went by where they were trying to get in, they're finally now getting seated, and we're going to pick up where Seb and Gidget are getting reacquainted.
Yeah, Chip, he used to really freaking fall down a hill for a long time. It was so funny, just covered in leaves all the time. Gosh.
Oh, no one could take a fall like Chip. Those were good times.
Yeah, really could pummel himself just down a mountain. But enough about Chip. But I mean, what have you been up to? Like, when you graduated, you're going to take over the world. Like, not seriously, but you had like all these huge plans. You wanted to be a vet. You wanted to help exotic animals. Like, what have you been up to?
Oh, I can't believe you remember that. Yeah.
Of course.
Gosh. Well, so, you know, after you and JR got married, like pretty much immediately after high school, and that wedding was a blast. And then you guys, well, you went off and did your thing when you moved to the cottage. And well, me, I kind of tried it, I guess, in a way with animals. Well, it's kind of embarrassing, but...
Not embarrassing? What is it?
I started an animal grooming business.
Awesome.
It failed. We had to close it up, so... Yeah, not the most proud of that, but I'm honestly glad I gave it a shot, though.
Wait, can I just ask what the business was called?
Yeah, it was called Cuts for Animals.
Yeah.
I know, it wasn't that creative. that was a big part of the problem, was the marketing, honestly.
Yeah, well... I don't know if it makes you feel any better, but like, I failed out of a business too. I defaulted on my loans and Chunky Busters took over our bar and I had to beg at the feet of Mr. Tummy to be a little shit scooper. So I'm not doing so hot.
Oh, you're the trash person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started in that role. But if you do work hard, you can move up. So
I know,
there's room.
I mean, look at you. You're the mascot now. That's awesome.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I could, you know, own and operate a non-failed business. But yeah,
me too. It was kind of awesome. make my own hours, be my own boss.
Totally. Oh, it's, yeah. There's not many people who have this shared experience. It's cool to like connect on that.
Yeah.
Like the most fun part probably too is like, I don't know, some people think this is weird, but like I'm a druid so I can turn into animals. And so sometimes to like greet an animal, I would turn into that animal to greet them. And that was probably like the most fun part of the job.
Oh my God, that's so charming. I tried to volunteer for a while as a wolf at the hospital, but kids don't like that. And adults don't nobody likes that. And yeah, I bit someone. So sometimes it's just hard.
So you can transform into animals too?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, my, we gotta go do bird stuff sometime.
Oh my.
Or fly. I guess that's an easier way to say that.
Well, birds do other stuff. We could like get in a little bird bath, sing a little song, like freaking eat grains. I don't know. Like, that'll be fun.
Hey, Gidget, we're kissing and eating topless over here. Yeah. Are you jealous? Mom, you gotta be.
Not me. I'm taking it slow.
Gidget, 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 Gidget.
Oh, hey. Hi, guys. Glad you're enjoying your date.
You are jealous?
Are you asking?
You're jealous.
She looks so jealous.
Gidget's jealous.
I'm sorry about them, Seth.
Oh, it's totally fine.
I'd say you get used to them, but you really don't.
The rack on this broom is huge.
Okay.
Hey, Donalds.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I know that you kind of have a thing for Gidget, but I really think that these brooms like you a lot.
Shut up. You think?
Yeah, actually, when you two were in the bathroom, I don't know what took you so long in there, but when you
we
two
were
in the
combing each other's hair.
Oh, okay.
What'd they say? What'd they say?
Well, they actually said that
Donald's covering his broom's ears.
They were each going to like give each other like, I'll give you some time in the supply closet and then I can leave and then you can have your time in the supply closet.
Oh. Donald, do you know what this means?
It's monumental for us, Donald.
We're say finally the same gonna get laid.
You two have never gotten laid?
Shut up.
You could punch Chip in the nose.
Oh. Okay, do an attack roll.
A 10.
Okay, it misses.
That shows him.
Hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. There was a time when I also hadn't slept with anybody years ago. But, I mean, if you guys need any helps, any tips or twists or whatever, I can help
you out.
I'd
love some twists.
And we're going to cut back to...
Why?
The conversation with Seb and Gidget as another bottle of wine gets delivered to their table. So, I also just want to say, I heard about... You know, JR, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry we're taking a break too. But you know, I think a lot of couples come back on the other side a little bit stronger. And
oh,
what?
You're taking a break?
Yeah, just a multi-year break with zero communication.
Oh, okay. So you guys are still together?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
I'm saying
that. Sorry. This...
Actually, waiter, we'll do another bottle of wine, actually.
I hope this doesn't make it any weird, but this isn't like a sad thing for me to say, but like, have you heard from her?
I don't remember.
Cool.
No.
Oh, you do remember. Great.
Oh, yeah. Well,
hey, just wanted to say thank you so much for introducing us. I mean, that was like so awesome. Like, I owe like this whole life and adulthood and this relationship to you. And your friendship has always been really important. But, you know, being such a cornerstone of that love and that relationship and, you know, being the catalyst to that, I just have to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, really? No, it's just, I know we all like lost touch after high school and everything, but, I guess all I want to say is it's really nice to see you again, Seb. It's really nice to see you.
Yeah.
And that's basically everything I know.
The Donald stand up.
Oh, you guys don't. Okay. It's too much.
So these twists will really work, huh?
As far as I'm concerned, it's all I've used. It's all that's been used on me. Let's just say. You know, honestly, if I wasn't taken right now, maybe I would take you two into the supply closet.
We can cut away.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by El Ocholato. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who still have not been reunified. Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called El Ocholato, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice. Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Once reunited, El Ocholato helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and the counseling that they need in order to heal and get on their feet. Imagine having your child ripped away from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that all families belong together, then join me in supporting El Ocholato and donate today. You can find the link to donate to El Ocholato in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at elocholato.org/volunteer.
So we cut to the end of the night. You guys have left the restaurant. You're back at Chuck E. Buster's, and you're headed back inside. You're about to go back up to your rooms, and Seb and Gidget are saying goodnight to each other.
Hey, that was like really fun. And I'm so glad that we had a chance to kind of just rehash some of the glory days and like talking about high school. I mean, you and that story about how you used to put so many rocks in Chip's backpack and he thought that he was getting weaker and there was something really, really wrong with him. But actually, he was getting much stronger because of all the weight. Weird example there.
No, we should mess with Chip more.
That would be so fun.
I'd prefer if you guys didn't.
Oh. Ooh.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, Chip, you can leave the mop downstairs. We're going to have to use it in the morning.
Oh, my room's actually pretty wet, so.
Hey, man, we'd all be way more comfortable if you let the mop downstairs.
I actually spilled.
Donald opens the closet door and him and the broom are both smoking a cigarette.
Whoa, Donald.
Chip is a god, man.
Whoa, what was it like, Donald? Tell me one word. What was it like?
Broom.
I hand the other broom back to Donald Dew.
Thank you.
Have some fun.
Ma'am, would you like to care to take a stroll in the closet?
The broom indicates no.
What? Wait, what? You can't leave me like this.
What do you mean your sister wants to go with you? Whoa, ladies.
What do you mean your bags are packed?
You see a little dustpan next to them? It's fully packed with dust.
No. Was it the twists?
Wait, never mind. I want Gidget to be my girlfriend again if I can't have the broom.
Wait, what?
No, I want Gidget now because me no broom no more.
The brooms in tandem escort each other out the front of Chuckie Buster's.
Shania Twain starts playing as they walk out.
Wait, we're going to need those tomorrow. Oh, God.
Yeah, Gidget's going to be our girlfriend now.
That's how it works. Finders, keepers.
Whoa, guys, you were just in love with brooms like 30 seconds ago, okay? First off, you just need to, like, have a conversation with someone about what an actual relationship is.
I show them the twists.
Okay, Chip. I'm starting to remember what being in a relationship with you is like, Jim. And I think I had rose-tinted glasses.
Okay.
This is too much, you guys.
Or the Donalds could just eliminate their competition.
Yeah.
Right, Donald?
Wait, what?
Me thinks what you say, Donald, is correct, Donald.
Donald thinks the Donalds are starting to sound like Elmo.
Gidget leans over to Seb and goes, okay, they're going to do this for about like 8 more minutes probably, but then they're probably going to try to fight you.
Hey, hold
and punch.
Oh.
Hold on.
And that's a twist for you.
Why don't you all roll for initiative?
18.
17.
14.
12.
So Donald D, you are starting with the first attack and you're throwing the first punch. So it all works out. Who are you aiming it at? Seb?
Yeah. I'm going to aim at Seb.
Okay. And are you throwing a punch? Do you have a weapon or is it your fisty cuffs?
I'm going to start with fists. I'm going to punch him in the face if I can.
Awesome. Why don't you roll an attack roll? D20.
Oh, another 18.
Seb, I assume that hits?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. So then do an unarmed strike. So this is a big guy. Do a D6 plus 2.
4 plus 2 is 6.
Whew. So Donald D just threw a haymaker that connected with Seb's jaw.
Oh, pudding. What the hell, man?
Stay away from Donald's human girlfriend.
What is happening right now? All right, we're just friends, okay? Friends that really get along and have a history and kind of are having a moment.
Donald is wondering if you can hear yourself talk.
Because you sound like an idiot.
Okay.
Chip, you're up next.
Chip takes out his axe.
Whoa!
And swings at Donald Dew. You're coming after my friend. I was going to say best friend, but I don't know if that's accurate. So.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Chip rolls an 18.
Ooh, that's going to hit. What kind of axe chop are we looking at here?
We're going uppercut.
And that's a good old-fashioned uppercut. Chip chop.
And how much damage are we talking?
Is Chop real?
Everyone starts thinking, who's Chop in their heads?
13 damage.
Oh, that's a good amount of damage. And Deedle Doo is going to feel that in the morning.
Donald Doo.
It's Donald Doo. Hey, man, respect.
Can you be serious for 2 seconds, Sean? Yeah. It's Donald Doo.
It's that time again.
Oh, they do it here, too?
Oh,
oh no. I kind of like this song.
Pretend you're eating some cheese. Now practice eating that cheese while I put my hands on the keys. You put your hands on your knees and have an allergy while I play on these reeds. Now this one here is an absolute must. Turn your face up to the sky and scream, ooh, I'm on a bus. Now cha-cha once. Great, now let's try it together. Pretend you're eating some cheese, then put your hands on your knees, and then get ready to scream, ooh, I'm on a bus. Cha-cha.
Cool, Seb's up.
All right, I prepared spells for today, so.
Whoa, druid style.
A clap would be great.
One god clap.
Gotta clap. All right, I'm going to be using Flaming Sphere. Duration is up to a minute. A 5-foot diameter sphere of fire appears. Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of the sphere must take a dexterity saving throw. So I'm going to put it like right between them. They'll both have to do a saving throw.
Perfect. Okay, Donald D and Donald Do, let's get a dexterity saving throw from each of you.
We literally have never done anything bad to you, Seb. This is totally uncalled for.
This is really hurtful, man.
You just hit me really hard.
I saw it.
This really hurts my feelings, Seb.
And we share the same feelings.
Yeah, they do. They have the exact same feelings.
And guess what? I got a nat 20.
Oh, f***.
And guess what? I got a 19.
Whoa!
Well, I got news for you. So it's a 2d6 divided by half. So it's going to still be 4 damage. Boom.
Ow.
Ouch.
Yeah, still didn't feel good, huh?
They got a little toasty on their buns as they agilely?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Yes,
it's
Angelina. Yes. Like Tomb Raider.
As they Tomb Raidered their way out of that fire sphere. And in their place, it is revealed that it's pretty close to the ticket counter and prize counter where a lot of very flammable tickets and prizes are, and those go up in flames very quickly.
Oh, this is coming out of my paycheck.
Donald Dew, you are up.
Donald Dew wants to put on his fire gloves and start hacking these flammable prizes at Chip and Seb.
Okay, perfect. So he's wearing these oven mitt gloves and tossing the flammable objects around Chucky Busters.
Yeah, but at them, but really bad because he doesn't do sports.
Okay, roll for like a ranged attack here. So roll a d20.
A 4.
Donald Dew is throwing these as hard as he can, but he didn't do sports, okay? He wasn't even at high school.
I couldn't find it.
He couldn't find it.
And so they're not going where he wants them to. But they're landing in different areas, and now we have a 5-alarm fire going on at Chucky Busters. And why don't you all roll for perception?
1.
19.
3.
18.
Okay, Donald Dew and Seb, it becomes immediately clear to you, Donald Dew, it's a big uh-oh moment that you've just burnt down Chucky Busters. Like, it's inevitable at this point.
Oh, no. Donald Dew made a doo-doo.
And Seb, that realization is upon you now, too, that if you don't leave immediately, this place is going to cave in any second based on the structural damage that's happening. And as far as Donald D knows, you could stay here forever and there isn't even a fire.
Okay, so I'm just going to walk over to Seb and hit him the exact same way I did at the beginning. Exact identical pun. I rolled a 16.
Yeah, that hits.
And then a D8.
Ow! Oh my God. Ow, that really hurt. Gidget, we got to get out of here before a freaking beam falls down or something.
I know, this place is like coming down.
Wait. Let's Misty Step on out of here.
You know how to Misty Step?
Of course, I'm a freaking druid. Come on.
Dude, hell yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. And so we're briefly surrounded by a silvery mist and teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that we can see.
The first thing that Seb feels is some light rain on top of his head, and it had just started raining maybe a couple minutes before they teleported just outside. So now it's dark, there's some rain, and you look down, and Gidget Bones is holding your hand. And you both look down at it after coming to outside, and she, like, lets go, like, a little bit embarrassed. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, which just, that was awesome. I mean, that was good that we got out of there, all right. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah. Do you think the rest of them are coming?
Yeah, well...
Chip barrels out of the building, and he was like, I was going to save somebody, but they were saving each other, so I just... And he's holding the rat costume. You know, maybe we could use another one. I could see this coming in handy at some point.
Yeah.
So, actually, I'll just put it on. And he puts it on.
Donald Dew is dragging out Donald D.
No. No.
Hey, where are we going?
He was fine.
Where are we going?
You got hit, Donald Dew.
We have the same feeling.
We have the same feeling.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you guys have the same feelings.
Don't die on me, Donald. I need
Don't
you, Donald.
Don't die on me, Donald. Don't I need die. You, Donald. Don't I need die.
Help. Help. And you look over, you see that Mr. Tummy is dragging himself out in a panic. Part of his little sleepy pajamas, his night stocking cap, is on fire.
Ah, my goodness. What? My franchise. Not my first, but my second. Oh, my other franchise. What happened? What happened here?
It's on fire and it burned down.
The nerd did it.
What?
And the cookie helped.
No, no, you did. You started throwing all the flaming stuff around.
Okay, I need someone to blame. This can't fall on me, so I need to fire at least 2 people right now.
I think it's pretty obvious who you should fire.
Yeah. Mr. Man.
We forgot his name. Tummy, Mr. Tummy.
Hey, Mr. Tummy, you should fire them because I remembered your name.
Mr. Tummy, you should fire them.
Okay, well, what happened?
It was like that when we got back.
Okay. We cut to Chucky Busters, number one, a day later, and soot-covered Chip and Seb enter back into the bar with Gidget Bones. Okay, there's been a reshifting in transfers at this point because there's really only one Chucky Busters that we're working out of. I don't run two Chucky Busters, I just run one now. At least up until the other one's up and running again after some renovations. We've also had to make a few cuts. Donald D and Donald Do. Honestly, two of, not my best hires, let's say that.
It's fair. That's fair.
They are no longer with the company, but hopefully we can all be one big happy family and get things going together here.
Chip! Oh, Seb! And Beef and Chalice run over and give him big hugs. Oh my god, I've missed you. And he's kissing Seb's knees. I've missed you, I've missed you.
Oh, when you were gone, I turned into a bully?
No.
And then my head was a crotch?
No.
And then, it was crazy! It was so crazy! Can't even tell you all about it!
Oh my god! I'm so glad to see you guys. Oh wait. Also, this is my friend Gidget, Gidget Bones. We went to high school and we really are good together. I'm sorry, we're just good friends.
Yeah. I'm really excited to meet you guys. I've heard a lot about you on the way here, so
yeah,
I'm excited to work with you.
Aw, Shante, my lady, and Beef does a bow and kisses her hand.
Oh my god. Seb, you're in love with her.
What? No. We're like I just said, we're friends.
Okay, yeah. And Chalice winks 1,000 times.
Yeah, this guy's in love.
Yeah, you said it.
What is happening? Anyways, it's really good to see you, and it's good to be back. You got Beef. I'm sorry. We've been at each other's throats. I love you, dude.
I love you too, my bro.
And then we headbutt.
And they both knock each other out.
And that's the end of the episode.
Yep. Incredible.
So big deal. You're like a giant barbarian or whatever. That don't impress me.
They get into a red convertible and drive away and have the best summer of their lives.
Good for them.
Oh, sweeping up dust now.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, Ben and I worked out the story concept, and Grace Harper did the editing on this one. Y'all, I gotta tell you, right now is a great time to check out our Patreon. The support from our patrons is what makes this show possible. It's how we pay for editors, equipment, and all the expenses that go into creating this show that we love. So hop on now for $5 and get access to over 50 hours of content instantly. And for those of you who are already subscribed to our Patreon, shout out to the Kitchen Rats! This week's episode is Happy Hour number 6. Yes, in our happy hours, the gang relaxes, enjoys some beverages in whatever style they choose, and we roll some dice that correspond with some get-to-know-you questions, and it's always a really, really fun time. This one is no exception. But that's not all. We're also releasing episodes of my comic book, Skyless, on the Patreon. I am so proud of this project and this sci-fi fantasy coming-of-age story that we're telling, and if for nothing else, I really think it's worth checking out for Chris Kirk's incredible artwork alone. So sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomdnd and get in on the fun. And finally, if you want to keep up with the gang and get sneak peeks at upcoming episodes and future guests, look at quotes, the fun, funny quotes from the episodes that are premiering that week. Memes are starting to drop on there. And then amazing character drawings done by our very own Waleed Mansour. You can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at sitcomdnd. That's sitcom and then the letters D-N-D. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening.
Good job, Dad.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.